Hi guys, good morning. This is Reema Tendulkar from CNBC TV 18. Well, we can expect a bit of a short covering bounce for our markets. We've had 3 days of losses. In that period, the Sensex is down close to about 970 points. And the global markets are fairly upbeat as we've woken up. So the Dow has closed at record levels for the first time since January. The jobless claims have fallen to its lowest level in 49 years. And trade concerns have also eased. Also, the macro factors that India tracks very closely. One, the dollar index has eased to a level below 94. So an improvement compared to Wednesday's level. And secondly, Brent crude prices too continue to hover around that $79 per barrel mark. So there is no further deterioration in that level. Also, when it comes to the macros in the rupee, sources suggest to CNBC TV 18 that India could be paying for Iranian oil using the rupee instead of the dollar, so that could also strengthen the rupee to some extent. So global markets are fairly upbeat. We've put in a bit of a correction behind us in the last few days, so there is a possibility of a short covering bounce, and that's what the SGX Nifty is suggesting. The FIs continue to be sellers. They've been sellers for the last many weeks now. So in Wednesday's trade, they sold about 2,184 crore. The DIs bought 1,200 crore in the cash market. The key stocks to track today, top of the list has got to be Yes Bank after RBI has cut short CEO Rana Kapoor's tenure to only 5 months. It will be only till January of 2019. So this is a big risk that the market was fearing, and it has played out. Citi has downgraded the stock to a sell, target price to 70. IDFC has downgraded the stock to an underperform, but they've kept the target price to 230, which is a good 28% downside from current levels. Jet Airways, after that bizarre incident which took place over the weekend where a crew error resulted in 35 passengers suffering nosebleeds, the government has ordered a probe. So there is going to be a negative overhang on this stock. And not just that, sources suggest that the IT department is conducting survey operations at their offices. HCL Technology has won a 3-year deal from Asda, which is UK's third largest grocery retailer. Graphite should also be on your radar because the Karnataka State Pollution Control Board has inspected the company's Bengaluru facility on concerns of air pollution which have been raised by the residents there. Way back in 2012, the Karnataka State Pollution Control Board had issued a stay order on their Bangalore facility, but the company had actually got a stay order on that. But once again, the story is getting revisited, so Graphite India could see a negative overhang on the back of that.